House Committee on Revenue for June 8th, 2015 will come to order. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2662. Dave, do you want to tell us where we are and explain the dash threes for us, if you would?
Chair Barnhart, members of the committee, about a month ago we had a hearing on this bill. We have dash three in front of you. It specifies that paid forward program may only proceed if the OSAC determines there are sufficient monies in the fund and if the Legislative Assembly approves that determination. And also it directs the HEC to begin the process of developing plans, policy and rules for implementing the program, and to submit a progress report during 2016 and 17 regular sessions. And that's what we have in front of you.
Thank you. Bob Brew, are you here? Yes, there you are. I understand you have some comments for us about implementation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Bob Brew. I'm the Executive Director of the Office of Student Access and Completion. And I don't specifically have any comments other than to answer any questions you might have about the amendment. It essentially, as my understanding, as my reading of the amendment, it directs the HEC and OSAC to develop the rules and policies surrounding the Pay It Forward program, but does not take that further step of authorizing the program to begin. We would come back to the legislature and to check in and report on our progress. At that point, the legislature would make the determination whether they would dedicate funds to moving forward.
Right, and in fact, important sections of the bill don't go into effect unless the legislature has received your report and has decided to go ahead. Isn't that right?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Brew? Yes, Representative Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bob, what's your understanding of the words or the word sufficient monies? How would you define that? What's the magic number?
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, thank you very much for the question. That's an interesting question because one of the challenges with this bill has been that it's written very broadly. And so our hope was and is to put some sideboards around the bill to say how big would the program be, how many would it serve, what would be the requirements, what would be the parameters of the program, and then we would come back and say this is what we believe it would cost to fund this program, and then the legislature would make the determination whether they chose to dedicate funding for that.
Yes, follow up?
Yeah. Please, thank you. So I guess my question would be, is this sufficient funds to administer a quote-unquote pilot or to roll out a statewide initiative? I'm not clear. Is the pilot language still in Section 5?
Representative Johnson, I'll have to.
Or Section 6, I believe.
Dave, do you want to answer
that? It's in Section 6 of the original bill. It says, in determining whether the monies in the fund are sufficient, the office may provide for a pilot program of limited scope and duration, blah, blah. So is that one of the considerations, whether in determining there's a sufficient amount of money in this paid for implementation fund or to take this thing statewide and as large and broad as you possibly could?
Does the amendment modify that section that Representative Johnson's referring to?
It stays the same.
That part stays the same.
So we don't know whether the funds are sufficient for a pilot or for a fully administered statewide initiative. Is that correct?
Representative Johnson, that's correct.
A little problematic.
Well, Dave, would you explain to us what in the amendment lines 9 through 11 or 9 through 10, 9 and 10 mean operationally? Could they set up this program upon the passage of this bill with the dash three in it, or would they have to come back to the legislature to implement the program. What does that mean?
Chair Bernhardt, first OSAC determines if there is sufficient funds to run the program, but at the same time, the program has to come back to the Legislative Assembly. OSAC has to come back to get the approval that yes, you do have enough money.
Representative Johnson, follow up.
I'm just chuckling.
Okay, Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So that line of questioning leads me to wonder just more about that definition of sufficient too. Even if it's if we've answered the question about whether it's a pilot program or a broadly defined program, I'm still left wondering about sufficient money over what time period, because this has a very long tail. Is there anything that can help us answer that question in the bill or the analysis?
Chair Bernhardt, Representative Reed, based on this amendment, the timeline is not really clear.
So maybe Mr. Chair, we could ask Mr. Brew how he might proceed if this were to be enacted as it's written.
So, Mr. Chair, Representative Reed, thank you. So the way I would read this, if I was going to literally read the bill as it's written, is that OSAC would go back and develop rules and policies surrounding Pay It Forward. We would report back to this committee or another or a policy committee and say, this is the program that we've designed. We've determined that being as there are no monies in the fund currently, there's not enough money to either implement a pilot or a full program. If this is the program that you would like us to roll out, or we would need X amount of dollars in order to do that.
And over a time period, assuming
yes,
a continued
absolutely.
Flow of those dollars.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Other questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Bob, what would be the time involved for PEC and the OSAC to put together this proposal? Obviously, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some FTE. And what would you prescribe for a fiscal for this?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Representative Johnson, thank you. So what we anticipate is that the bill as it's written is fairly broad. We could it could be as simple as a standard income-based repayment program, or as broad as as the bill was originally described, which is contractual in basis, not consumer lending in basis, and so on. A lot of those decisions would have to be made as we're building this program. And so we anticipate that we would need one policy analyst that would essentially be doing a lot of the research and the rulemaking and so on. But there would be decisions that the HEC would want to make before we did all that work. And we would want to, with your permission, return to a policy committee and say, this is the direction we would like to proceed. Is before we go changing a lot of administrative rules, we'd like to come back to a policy committee and say, are we on the right path? Is this something that you feel the legislature would support? Did that answer your question, sir?
Okay. All right. And I think the Department of Revenue wanted to be heard, too. So let's hear from them. Stay there. You might get another question. Who knows?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. For the record, Deanna Mack, Department of Revenue. And I just wanted to get on the record something that I failed to pick up from my program staff earlier. In page 2 of the introduced version, lines 43 through 45, it asks the Department of Revenue to, quote, assign a deficiency to the participants' income tax payments if they become delinquent. It's unusual language. We probably couldn't implement it in the way that I think they intend. So we would like to work with you, and we can do that in the next committee too, to get an amendment to make it so that we can collect on that for you. I think that might be what the intent was, if there's an established delinquency from a loan repayment plan.
And of course, it's a bit premature because we don't even know at this point whether it's going to be a loan, whether it's going to be some other contractual mechanism. And that would be something that ought to be that could be considered under lines 9 and 10 of the dash 3, which is when the legislature by law approves the determination made by the office under paragraph such and such, they could then modify that language at that time, like
right.
in 17 or 19 or whenever.
Possibly, yeah. It is. Yeah. It's, I just wanted to get it on the record that it's unusual language.
Right.
And
I think that's useful.
Yes, that
yeah.
was it.
That's you. Colleagues, one of the reasons why I wanted to move this bill along was because we continue to have huge difficulties with the fact that the legislature has significantly underfunded higher education, universities and community colleges, since 1995, when the bite of Measure 5 actually hit in a significant way. Tuition has gone through the roof. Students have found themselves in difficulties. Everyone in the committee understands that. I don't think, and I think that this bill presents an opportunity to essentially ask those who are working directly in this area to look at this problem, to analyze this problem, to look at this possible solution. I'm hoping they would also look at other possible solutions and come back to us. And, of course, I think everyone also knows that my best solution would be one that involved an adequate resource at the state level so that tuition didn't have to be so high, or so that we could fund the scholarship program at a much higher level, so that we could actually fund the other 80% of our students who qualify financially for the scholarship program but for whom we don't have any money. So that was my point in thinking that we ought to be moving this bill along. But on the other hand, it was very clear to me that the concept in this bill was not ready for us to enact finally. And hence the dash 3 is very important to me because it basically says, before you can go ahead with this, you have to get permission from another legislature that will have examined the plan that you have put together and in which presumably you will have dealt with the problems that the current plan, the plan that was presented to us several months ago now in the Higher Education Committee, that have been solved. So that's what got me to think that we ought to proceed with this. I don't know what the actual fiscal is, but I'd leave that to Ways and Means to figure out and to determine whether or not the bill ought to proceed. But if the result of the study is, gee, we can't get there from here, that's the end of it. The legislature doesn't enact another law to put it into effect. If the answer is, gee, here's a solution that will work, that we've vetted, that we are convinced will help, then the legislature could adopt that solution. So that's where I am on it. Other discussion? Representative Benz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I want to say, first of all, how much I appreciate the enormous amount of work and thought that's gone into this this bill. And I truly appreciate having two college-aged kids, the challenge that funding college presents to just about anybody that's exploring that avenue. I've looked at this as closely, I suppose, as most, and I can. It's sad that I don't think that the concept has an underlying value that's worthy of this particular amendment or the effort that's going to follow, and so I'll be a no on it, assuming it gets offered. That's not to say I don't understand the huge need, because I do. I would just say I would like to have some snappy solution. I don't. And I would say that the state has made a lot of choices in the past that make solutions very, very difficult right now, particularly given the outcome of the PERS opinion the court recently issued. And I would suggest that all of our efforts now have to be to address problems created not by us, when you refer to 1995, but we're stuck with them.
That's
correct. And I don't view
Absolutely
this
right.
particular approach to the solution. And I'll tell you, if it had any merit, in my opinion, I'd help, because I really do appreciate the effort people put into this.
Thank you. Representative Rebecca Peterson, dash 3.
Chair Bernhardt, I move the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2662.
Thank you. Representative Rebecca Peterson moves the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2662. Is there further discussion? I think we better call it. Yes.
Well, this is just on the
on the dash 3. Yes, please.
Yes. No, I don't need I wanted to say something about the bill once the amendments.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think we better call the roll.
Representative Davis.
No.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Leininger?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Representative Smith-Warner?
Aye.
Representative Whitsitt?
No.
Vice Chair Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Betts?
No.
Chair Barnhart?
Aye. The motion passes. Representative Vega Peterson.
Chair, I move House Bill 2662 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation with the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you. Representative Vega Peterson moves House Bill 2662 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be subsequently referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Further discussion, Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm willing to support the motion, but it's not without serious reservation, and I appreciate the comments you made about the need for a lot more work. You can tell from my questions probably that my concern is about the very long nature of a program like this. We spend a lot of time in this committee talking about stability of revenue, and I think that's right. Something like this could have a very big impact on that, and I want to make sure that the analysis and the work that's done pays particular attention to the impact a decade or two or three down the road. I think there is a lot of work yet to do. I appreciate, as others have said, the motivation behind this, so I'm willing to support it, but I've got serious concerns.
Thank you. Other discussion? Representative Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, we've had a chance to examine this concept in two different sessions now on our higher ed committee. We've examined it here as well. I don't think we've yet to hear from, I think, anyone currently in our higher ed system or nationally, any sort of national higher ed analyst who thinks this idea has any practicality or merit. So we've chased this bill around this building for a couple of sessions now. It doesn't get better with time, as you can hear. There's still some real discrepancies about what it may or may not do. I just don't think it's in this legislature's best interest to continue to sustain these efforts. So I'll be a no.
Thank you. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say that I will happily be voting yes on this because I continue to believe that we do, I share with Representative Benz to believe that we need to, I think, keep tracking down and do as much work on as many innovative ideas for higher education funding. I talk about this proposal as a reverse Social Security. You get an investment up front and then you pay in over time. And I think it's a meaningful, potentially game-changing opportunity. Are there still a lot of question marks and things to figure out? Yes, and I appreciate OSAC's willingness to continue to go back and keep working on this. And I hope that we can get somewhere where all of our colleagues will agree that we can move forward on. So thank you.
Thank you. Representative Whitsitt.
Yes, I'm concerned that all of our Oregon public universities have great trepidation about this, and they've been willing to say so publicly and in writing what the problems are. So I think they're in the best position to understand this bill and the ramifications of it more so than the legislature. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is on sending this bill to the Ways and Means. Please call the roll.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Representative Leininger?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Representative Smith-Warner?
Aye.
Representative Whitsitt?
No.
Vice Chair Vega Peterson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Benz?
No.
Chair Barnhart?
Aye. With that, the motion carries. The bill goes to Ways and Means. Thank you, colleagues, and we'll close the work session on House Bill 2662. Colleagues, House Bill 2077 isn't yet ready to work, and so we've completed our agenda for today. Thank you so much for sticking around late on this bill, and with that, the committee is adjourned.